Hi, you're welcome to the Wale Okilola podcast. This is a moment of inspiration, light, hope, and motivation. Thank you for allowing me into your space. I promise it will be worth the while. My name is Wale Okilola, and I am your partner in progress. You're welcome on board. Today, on this episode, I'll be looking at transitioning, and I'll be talking about this from a very practical point of view. Since this is the first episode after a very long time, I'd like to bring you up to speed with what I've been up to while trying to inspire faith in you. I started podcasting in 2020, August, not long after I left the job I was doing at the time. Even though I wasn't fired, leaving the job wasn't entirely what I wanted at that time because I wasn't sure if I was prepared to face what would come next. However, I wasn't having a good time with the management, and having read the handwriting on the wall, I decided to quit. Although God has been speaking to me to move on, but it wasn't easy to obey. So I started this podcast when I was jobless, in quote, turning my pain into a message. And I started out talking about purpose in pain. After some time, I changed to the voice of hope. And those who were listening to my podcast during that period will understand or would remember what I'm saying. And after that, in May of 2021, I paused. I didn't plan to pause or stop the podcast, but I entered into a new season that didn't afford me the opportunity to pay attention to the podcast any longer. I started pastoring a church, and though I thought it wasn't going to be a big deal, I would only realize when I started. I had to preach 3 to 4 times every week on the average, praying through the night and fasting. Coupled with my business that I started later in 2020, I couldn't cope. And even though I kept thinking about this podcast and the audience I already had, I couldn't work on it because I was exhausted. People started reaching out to me, asking me what's going on, why did I stop, are you okay, you know, they felt concerned, some of them disappointed because they look forward to the podcast every week. I felt really bad and would blame myself so many times. At some point, I kept telling myself I was just lazy, but what can I do? A few months later, in October of 2021, I got married. By now, I thought I would be able to, you know, move on and do more and work more since I have somebody now that can help me with my work. But alas, before we even settled down, my wife was already pregnant. It was at this point that I gave up totally. I forgot about it altogether, made peace with the fact that life will not always be the way you want it. We had planned not to make a baby in the first 6 months of our marriage, at least so as to get ourselves together because we were starting a new life in a new place altogether. But it didn't happen like we planned. Now I have to pastor a church, run my business, and cater for a pregnant wife. All of this with no assistant. Transitioning in life is simply a process of moving or being moved from one phase to another. In other words, it sometimes doesn't happen the way you want it. But one thing is constant, Whether you want to or not, change is a must. You must move. Transitioning in life can occur either gradually or abruptly. You are lucky if it happens gradually, but you are also not unlucky if it happens abruptly. God is the controller of time and seasons. We can make plans. Yes, we should make plans. But God remains the factor that makes every plan succeed. The kind of transitioning I experienced was abrupt, very fast. I went from being jobless to becoming a pastor, a husband, and a father all under 2 years. Amazing. It was hard, but I learned, and that is why I am back here speaking to you. You must note, however, number one, that transitioning is a must, whether gradual or abrupt. Number two, what you need to learn is how to deal with the shock that will come as a result of entering into a new phase of your life. A lack of this understanding is the reason so many people have made a shipwreck of their lives and destinies. Transitioning is a must, it will occur. Change is a constant. So you cannot run from it. Rather, you should learn how to deal with it so that you will not make a shipwreck of your life. The greatest lesson I learned, which I think is largely the secret to success when you are in a season of transitioning in your life, is patience. You must be patient, especially with yourself. Give yourself time to settle into your new phase. In being patient is letting go of some things, at least for a while, to focus on settling down in the new phase you are entering. This might include cutting down on some activities you are used to, breaking off some relationships that are taking your time, and so on. Don't be afraid to take a pause. Focus on what's happening and learn. When you master it, you can come back to all of that. Be patient with yourself. No matter how hard it seems, if you are not hard on yourself, you will succeed. I left podcasting and some other things to focus on building my ministry and family, and I am grateful to God for how much He has helped me. He will help you too, I am certain of that. Life is a journey, and we will be transitioning time after time. It is very important to keep these truths in mind. Are you transitioning, leaving high school to the university or college? Are you getting married? Are you having a baby, becoming a father or a mother? Are you changing jobs? Are you changing location? Whatever it is, be patient with yourself. You will do well. Take a pause on the old stuffs while you focus on the new phase that you are entering. You may be afraid. It's okay to be afraid. But I promise you, you will succeed. I am rooting for you. When I discovered that my wife was pregnant, it knocked me off balance, totally. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I expected something else. I was unsure. Will I be able to cope? How will I handle this? How will I handle the stress of catering for a pregnant wife, a church, and then my business also? But somehow, by being patient and cutting down on so many other activities that I have gotten myself into during that particular period to focus on what is important at that particular time, I was able to navigate myself through that period. My baby is 7 months old already now, and everything is fine. So I promise you, you're going to do well. What you need is to get this understanding. And if you have not gotten to that critical state, I want you to learn this truth and let it guide your life. Thank you for listening. I believe you have been blessed by this episode. If you have been blessed, please subscribe. Follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, on Anchor, on Breaker. And please put on the notification button. Press the notification button so that you can receive notifications whenever I drop a new episode. You can also follow me on my social media, on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I would like to hear from you. Please enter the comment section and let me know how this episode has been a blessing unto you. You can also give me your suggestions or ask me questions. I'll be more than willing to answer your questions. If you want to reach me privately, you can send me an email via my email address olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. My name is Wale Okelola, and I'm your partner in progress.